just like a mushroom. They tell you not to go out and pick your own because of some of you really can't.
Oh, toadstools.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Why don't you want to eat toadstools?
Because they're poison.
Okay. The, what do you call the, stuff that, it looks like, sort of like pumpkins, only smaller, usually.
Squash?
Yeah. The, so we were talking to, Mr. and Mrs. Belshaw about the, this Mr. and Mrs. Belshaw, Mr.
Yeah.
and Mrs. Belshaw Senior.
Yeah.
But the, different kinds of, you know, wildlife they had there in that little ravine behind the house. They have, my next section really has to do with a bunch of stuff on wildlife. Do they have any kinds of owls around here?
Oh, yes. Foxes, squirrels,
mm-hmm.
rabbits, and skunks, and possums, and coons.
Okay. How about owls, different kinds of owls that they have?
Yeah, there's a screech owl and a hoot owl.
Okay. This is sort of a hard thing to describe, but what do you call a thing that lives in the freshwater stream? It looks sort of like a lobster. It's usually black. You get it and eat it.
Eel?
No, it's a. It's under a rock a lot of times you find it. They come crawling out. They have legs and stuff.
It wouldn't be crawfish, then.
That's
black.
No.
Yeah,
so there are some places. That's what I was looking for.
Brown and red.
What do you call the type of thing that lives in the ocean? That grows a pearl inside of it.
Oyster.
Yeah. Getting back from the ocean here. You mentioned coons and things like that. Are coons and skunks or anything, do you have a general term to describe animals like that that might get in the chicken house? Kill chickens. Groundhogs.
Yeah. I don't know how you do separate them like rabbits and squirrels wouldn't bother chickens.
Mm.
But the foxes and coons and skunks might bother chickens.
Mm. Would you have a term for all those animals collectively?
No, I'm trying to... Oh, all together?
Uh-huh.
Fur bearing.
You wouldn't call them varmints or anything? Or?
Yeah. Call them varmints, some do.
How would you define a varmint?
That's a $64 question.
Would a rat be a varmint?
I suppose so. I don't know.
Okay. How about squirrels? Do they have different kinds of squirrels around here?
Yeah, we have the fox squirrels and gray squirrels.
Mm-hmm. How about the little animal that lives
ground
in the...
Ground squirrels.
Is that the animal that lives in the ground that has not much of a tail? That sort of looks like a squirrel? That's a ground squirrel?
Ground squirrel,
okay.
I suppose.
How about the kind of bird that lives, well, obviously I was going to say lives in a tree, but most birds do. It drills a hole in the bark of a tree and eats the insect grubs inside.
Woodpecker?
It? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have a, what was just a red-headed woodpecker coming out here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's two varieties is what they call sapsucker, but the lives the same as the woodpecker, and they're not quite as big as woodpecker.
Mm-hmm. How about the animal that lives, if you have a pond, a lot of times you have these animals around there. They're big, well, they're green, and they hop around and make noise.
Rush rats?
Well, what I was really getting at was they're amphibians.
Oh.
They lay eggs, and they